born to broadcast. Television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Michigan Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing well, thank you. This week, you laid out some detailed plans for improving customer service at Secretary of State's offices across the state. Tell me about some of the plans, and we'll get into some detail.
Okay, well, our goals are basically to streamline and reduce the wait times, at the same time cut costs and provide more transparency and accountability, and an election reform to make sure that there's integrity in all our elections.
Those are big goals.
Yes, they are.
Those are big goals. The process of how you came to some of the conclusions on how to streamline efficiency, I thought was interesting. You kind of had quote unquote secret shoppers in Secretary of State's offices to help you kind of make some determinations, didn't you?
We did. For me to go to the 131 different branches would take a lot of time. I've gone to many of them, but I wanted a snapshot in time, and we had volunteers from all walks of life from all over the state that visited 83 branches and filled out a comprehensive form and rated not only how the building looked, but how the staff treated people, what their professional attitude was, how clean it was, how easy it was to get the information. And we found out a lot of things from that secret shopper survey. And one of them is that in our busiest branches, you can wait 1 to 3 hours, which is just far too long. And also that our staff is very professional and courteous, the vast majority of them. And we know that we have to do more with less. We know we need to cut down the wait time at each one of those branches. And so we've got a myriad of ideas to make sure that that happens. As far as cost savings, anywhere from the very smallest one, which is that I'm still using envelopes that has my predecessor's names on it and stationery, and that saved almost $50,000 so far this year.
So by putting ego aside, we're saving money.
We're saving money, yes. And already I've been asked and have cut 19% out of the general fund, which is another $2.1 million. But the main thing is now, how do we do better? How do we do more, and how are we more efficient with less money? And we're going to be doing many things. One is this summer we're going to have something online so people will be able to order their tabs for their licenses. That's 9 million tabs a year that people get for their vehicles, and they'll be able to order those online right up till their birth date. Come this summer, we'll have some IT that will be put in place, and that way they can just carry something in their wallet and show law enforcement. That alone can take out hundreds of thousands of people out of our branches and make it easier for them, too. The other problem is we have a computer system that we've spent $27.5 million on 5 years ago, in the last 5 years, and we've never been able to turn it on. It's never worked for a single minute.
Now, some of us understand that with home computers and laptops, but
yeah.
What have you discovered what the problem is with the system?
Well, it's a new system, and it's very difficult. And so the vendor and the state just didn't seem to be able to bring it to fruition. So we have a new governor. We have a new attorney general. They're both helping me and working with me. We sent letters to the vendor, 34 of them, to make sure that everybody in that organization knew that we had a problem here in Michigan. And now they're sending two people that are flying to Michigan every week to make sure that it gets off the ground and it works properly. And that's what the citizens deserve. They've already spent $27.5 million on this system. Now it needs to work.
Well, it sure does. Is there more cost involved with getting it up and running at this point?
To get it up and running initially, no. There's been no payments paid at all this year and part of last year. But as we add on pieces to it, as it gets put together, that's a possibility.
The online services, that's a big part of helping to make things more efficient, isn't it?
It absolutely is. If you don't have to get in your car and drive to a branch office, it saves time, money, gas, more of traffic on the road. So anything we can put online, and you don't have to stand in line, it's more efficient and better for everyone. It's better for us, too, because a lot of the data is already entered, so we don't have to have staff enter that particular data.
Now, you talked about, one of the things that was outlined in this talk is the talk about organ donation and trying to boost organ donation in the state of Michigan, and that can be helped at Secretary of State offices.
It really can. We're sixth from the bottom in organ donation in Michigan. We have 3,000 people currently waiting for organ donation. For every one person that's on the registry that donates, it can really increase the quality of life for 50 people, but it can save 8 lives. We are half of what all the states are around us in percentage, half or less. So we know Michigan can do better. We know we have 3,000 people waiting, and people are dying waiting on that list. We can and must do better and get more people involved, and so we have a comprehensive program to do that, too. We put together a committee that's made a lot of recommendations that we've put most of those in place already. We're getting ready to put the rest in place, and now we'll be asking, if time permits, at every branch office if people would consider being on the organ donor registry, and we're also going to have that on many more forms when people go online. And again, that's the much better way if people would like to do it. When you consider that we do 5 million tabs every year and only 2.5 million go online or do it through the mail, we still have a huge number that can sit in their home or their office and get those tabs and save them that time and trouble in those branches all over the state.
And I'm guessing also with the organ donation, not to backtrack a little bit, but if even just the mere suggestion may prompt somebody to go, oh yeah, I've been meaning to do that.
You know, it's interesting because in some of the branches they actually had a rule that they couldn't ask, and people would go all the way through the process, get their picture taken, and say, oh, by the way, I'd like to, and they'd have to go all the way back to step one. So this is going to save a lot of time, too.
One of the other things I wanted to ask you about, you know, you're working with budgets and probably going to have less funding, unfortunately, like everybody else.
Right.
And I wonder, there was a bit of an outcry early on when you talked about when the Secretary of State office in East Lansing was closed. But that's part of the streamlining and cost cutting and consolidating, isn't it?
It is. And then some of the offices are open Wednesday nights and Saturday mornings when there's been those consolidations. We have two more to consolidate, and then we think we're done with consolidations for right now. There may be some later, but none of them are planned. We also are going to share space with the state police when we can. We have something called T-lines for the computer system. They can take a high capacity of data and make it very secure. We both use the same line. It's $19,000 a year. So to save tax dollars, we're hoping that the state police and the Secretary of State's office can share those lines. And we've had preliminary discussions, and we'll have more next week on where we would be able to do that, the exact locations. And anytime we can move the state police in with us and us within the state police, not only does it save money, but we have police presence in those Secretary of State offices, and they don't have to drive the distance that they normally would to download that information. So it's a win-win-win for the taxpayers.
I was just going to say exactly that. It's a win-win because we have heard, of course, in the recent couple of months about state police posts closing and some of the troopers working out of their cars. This would give them kind of a satellite office in a way, I guess.
Yes, I think that's a good way to portray it. They would be satellite offices for them, and we're already paying for the rent. We're already paying for brick-and-mortar, parking, heat, electricity. So there's really very little to no added cost, and it does give those offices, make them more secure, and it makes it easier for everybody. So we're working with anyone that we can to do public-private partnerships and public-private partnerships. One of them we're working on is, we know about 1 out of 4 people do not have the use of internet from their homes, and so we're working with the libraries right now on a pilot, so you could go into a library and be able to get the same services you would from home with a trifold that would walk you through step by step.
I was going to say, you've clearly done a lot of these interviews, because that was my next question. What if you don't have that internet at home?
Right.
And but you've thought of that, too, and trying to find outlets for those folks as well. Sounds like the process is moving along, and it sounds like it's making a lot of sense for you and for the state budget situation.
I'm very excited about making our branches more efficient, more streamlined, to provide top-notch services at the lowest possible cost. And these are great, challenging times, and I think that we can do just that.
Well, very good. I appreciate your time tonight, Ruth. I'm going to have to call you back. We wanted to talk about some election law and some election changes. And so if that's okay, I'm going to give you a call back, and we'll reschedule time to talk about that as well.
That sounds great, Cheryl. Have a great evening.
You as well. I appreciate your time. We've been speaking with Michigan Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this on 1320 WILS.